and welcome to Artists Soar. This is a podcast for artists by three artists. We discuss all aspects of being artists, the good, the bad, and the ugly. The goal of each podcast is to provide solutions so artists can focus on their creativity and soar above. I'm Rachel Harshenko.
Jules McCullough.
Stephanie Weaver.
Coming together is a beginning. Keeping together is a process. Working together is success, by Henry Ford. So welcome to ArtBS, Business Solutions for Artists. And today we're going to be talking about how often should we be contacting our customers and clients.
Or patrons.
Or patrons. Or benefactors. So this came up the other day because we were actually talking about email sequencing. Yeah. So this has been some interesting, kind of deep conversation.
There was discussion. Yelling involved.
Okay. Some of us call it arguing.
But we were discussing what is the proper number of emails to send someone.
As part of a sequence to introduce them to yourself, your company, your new product, your course, mm-hmm. whatever it may be.
And how many is good and how many is annoying, you know, that type of thing. What's the balance?
So first off, we could get down a rabbit hole about email in itself.
Yeah.
And let's not do that.
We already did before this podcast.
We did. And we decided we need an email virtual assistant. It sounds fabulous. I will never be at zero. But so how often do you guys contact or stay in touch with your customers and clients?
Okay. So the point, let me, so I actually have like an email sequence type of thing, but my goal is to do at least one email a week. And, I've actually changed it a little bit because I used to send out a newsletter. My newsletter, if you guys follow me at all, I do a lot of stuff. You know, I paint, I've got the art business membership. I like to make t-shirts that say stuff for artists. There's all sorts of things that are going on. And events. And if I put all of that in one newsletter, it's a ginormous newsletter that even I don't want to read or have mm-hmm. time to read. And I get some of those newsletters and I just like scroll, you know, and leave it at that. So if they're not capturing my attention, why would I think they're going to capture somebody else's attention? So then I took that and said, well, okay, let's segment it out. And the people that are interested in art business, they're just going to get art business email correspondence. People that are my patrons, you know, they're just going to get, here's my latest artwork. And then sometimes there's an overlap. And there's really nothing I can do about that. If they're in both buckets, they're going to get both emails. I can't control that.
No. And I mean, nor should you.
Right. And they have that interest.
Yeah. So. Yeah. They self-selected. So, yeah, I don't know. But then, you know, in the email sequences, this is one of the discussions that we had is like, okay, how many is too many? Because we all actually subscribe to one particular marketing expert and we were getting like emails every day. And
oh, yeah. Two, at least one or two a day.
Yeah. And I don't have that kind of time. I mean, he's mm-mm. great. He's got it's great like, information.
Hey, I've got this. Hey, I've got hours. Hey, I'm going to be live. Hey, I've got this. Yeah. Hey, did you see this tip in there? And I'm like, oh, my gosh.
Dude, if I watched you the whole time, I wouldn't have time to work, you know?
Right. Exactly.
But, and I kind of fall in that too. Like, I'm so excited about everything that I do and I can't wait to share it. Am I oversharing too fast and being annoying? I don't know.
And so when we were discussing that, we kind of said yes to you.
Yeah, they told me yes. They hurt my feelings. I couldn't.
No, but you, your email sequence was, five or six in like 14 days or something like that.
So what I should do is show like a diagram that I have with these email sequences so everybody can just see how insane I am.
I love them. Squares and rectangles yeah. and yeah. triangles.
I did it in Canva. Ooh,
of course she so did. Pretty.
But okay, so like the art pricing calculator, that mm-hmm. has an email sequence, a welcome sequence. Once you get the calculator, like the first one is like, hey, welcome. I'm so excited that you're here. Let me know if you have any questions. Are you able to download? Blah. You know, it's you know, welcoming and informational. Contact me if you have any problems. The next one is like, here's a golden nugget that I really want to make sure that you got. And the next one is another golden nugget and another golden nugget. And those are spaced out like over every other day. Mm-hmm. So that's like 4 emails over the course of, I think, 8 days. And then I think there's another email probably about 4 days after that one that says, hey, just checking in. Is everything okay with our pricing calculator? Love to hear from you. And then the next one is, hey, another 2 days later is like, hey, don't forget to sign up for this event. Da, 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 da. Go check out this page. And then they go into a different sequence. And it's like a, what is that one? Oh, testimonial. Give me a testimonial. And then they get 3 emails. If they don't fill out the testimonial, they'll get an email. And then when they finally do, then they go into different email sequences. So it's very well orchestrated, but it's at what point is it too much? You know, this is a lot for me to write all this stuff, and I don't want to like do the work and nobody actually read it, because right. That's just annoying too. So it's just trying to find that balance. And what had happened was, is both these ladies, they're let's see, they got the art pricing calculator launch sequence, and then that same day I sent out my newsletter. And I'm like, so they got 2, actually you guys got like 4 emails because they're on my distribution list twice.
Right.
I can't do much about that. But
well, we fix it. You fix that.
Yeah, we fixed it. But so they got 2 emails in 1 day, and I can see where that's annoying, but mm-hmm. I can't do anything about it. Mm-hmm. I don't know what to do.
And then that brought up the whole discussion of, you asked, is that too much in that time period? And that's when we said, Yes.
So all of us around the table were like, yes.
So too much in 1 day or too much
in one?
Too much frequency.
Right. And then you went and spaced them out further.
Yeah. I spaced them out even further.
Yeah.
After that conversation. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't think there is a right answer.
No. And that was the question is, okay, so how often?
And I wanted the right answer.
Right. You wanted an answer. And I don't think there is. You wanted
a numeric answer. Twice or 4 times in 4 days or whatever. You wanted an answer. And we're like, I don't know. And then you looked up stuff and even on the internet went, I don't know. And it's like,
well, that's not what all the marketing experts are telling me. They're telling me to do it this way.
Yes.
And you know.
And that's who I was following. It's like the marketing experts. They're like, okay, well, it takes 7 to 12 contacts before you can actually make a sale. And those 7 to 12, it's like dating.
Right.
You got to date somebody before you want them to hop into bed with you, type of thing. And that's what buying is. They're buying the cow, so to speak.
Right.
In this
right.
essence, I'm the cow. And
so, okay, I don't know where this conversation has just went to, but
so you got to have those conversations as dates, and you're not selling anything in those dates. They're getting to know, like, and trust you.
Right.
And I put a lot of work into those emails where to make sure that they were authentic and like they were sitting with me and we were talking.
And they're good emails. Don't get me wrong there. It's just, when is too much too much?
When is too much? Yep.
You know, it's like nowadays the inbox gets filled up so fast. I wake up to 50 emails and it's annoying. And I'm like, okay, I need to spend an hour and unsubscribe to this, 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 and this. Mm-hmm. But then I'm too lazy and I just delete them because I don't have time that day to do that. And yeah, it's just, mm-hmm. when is too much too much? Are we too inundated with emails? It's like, you know, at Christmas, how you get all those catalogs, and they've already started this year. You know, you go to the mailbox, and you have 7 catalogs just in 1 day. And that's how the email box feels like all the time.
I actually love those catogs.
Well,
I love
okay, so maybe that was a bad example.
I looked through it all.
Yes, I know. We do the same
thing. Remember when you were a kid with the Sears catalog and you just like totally flipped to the back and you were like,
Circle.
Blick circle. Blick Art Materials just sent out one.
I just got the, instead of Toys R Us Christmas catalog, I got the Amazon toys.
I got that one catalog. Too.
I didn't get one because I don't have kids. Yeah. I mean, I have kids, but not in the
house. I was like, I'll just throw it stickers. Away. And I was like, oh no, we've got nieces and nephews.
It came with stickers and like little puzzles inside.
Yeah, it's really cute. Love it.
Oh, I want one now.
Okay.
to my phone so that
so maybe we I wonder if there's a way should we switch to paper.
I thought about that too, but it's so hard to collect people's mailing addresses.
Yeah, I don't want to give that out either.
No, but there are some places that will mail them for you to the 35801 or this is here in Huntsville. They'll mail them to certain areas,
right, which you can do that anywhere in the country.
Or you can get them in the put them in that coupon book. You know, there's probably a coupon book wherever you are.
Yeah.
But that sounds like
do they have work. Anything like that in France? Maybe like somewhere else besides the United States might be doing it differently. But email is definitely something that crosses all.
Right. I mean, email is the logical way to go. It's just how many is too many? And I get the marketing experts are saying you only need 7 to 12 touches and it takes 17 communications to make a sale and yada, yada, yada. And, you know, but I've got somebody right now that is emailing me every stinking day. And I'm like, okay, I'm done. I don't want your course. I've already told you I don't want your course. Stop emailing me about your course.
But actually, so this is what I do, because I actually sign up to some people's emails just to get their emails.
Well, and I've done that too. And that's probably what's happened here.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to see their emails. And this person is emailing me way too much.
But okay, so here's what I do. I put little stars on those, especially if they're good. I'll put stars and then I'll put them over in a different inbox. Because when, for example, when you start selling your Photoshop course, you can take those as guidelines of emails that worked for you.
Good idea.
Yeah.
Another OneNote notebook to create.
There you go.
I love my OneNote because I hate my email.
I know, right? Right.
So I know like in Etsy or your Shopify or your, if you have any of your artwork on e-commerce site, you do need to do like follow-up and things like that. Like if they favor an item or if they purchased, you guys make sure that you send something out at that time. And do you do it through your Shopify or through your Etsy, or do you do it through your regular email or through your website?
So I've got like two ways. So Etsy handles that for you, and it's dependent on the end user or the end buyer actually subscribing to Etsy. I have nothing to do with that.
But you can send them coupons and things like, hey, thank you for favoriting
this item. Do that through messaging on Etsy. Right. Yeah. But through my website, I don't sell artwork through my website, but it does have those abandoned cart emails that, but the only way they can get that is if they actually sign up to get an email from me. So
it's like the Etsy thing. If they signed up to get the emails,
the notifications. And so when do you follow up, especially when they purchase something?
Mine's programmatically. So it's like there's an email that goes out immediately. And then I have another one that goes out the next day, because the immediate email is the one that says, here's your username, password. And then the next day it's, hey, this is Stephanie Weaver from StephanieWeaverArtist.com. Thank you so much. It's my personal message to them. And if you have any questions, concerns, comments, whatever, email me directly and I'll be happy to help. So that's the next one. Because it's fresh in their mind and you want to make sure that they're getting what they want type thing.
Well, and getting emails that frequently too makes sense from the standpoint of staying at top of mind, you know, out of sight, out of mind sort of concept. So, you know, it's, I don't think there, unfortunately, I think everybody is going to have a different opinion of it. I mean, so there is no right answer.
Yeah, there's definitely no right answer, but there are some things that like I've bought from other people, I wish they would send me another email like a week later, because I'm like, what did I do with this? Who sent me that? Well, how do I find them? Then I got to go search through my email to try and find what I bought, because I'm never going to remember the name. Yeah. They come up with quirky names for some of this stuff.
Right, exactly.
And it's like Jarvis. Do you know what Jarvis is?
Yeah, I saw that.
What in the heck? I would never think of that name. So
it's an AI
program,
because it's Jarvis from Iron Man. Not Iron Man. Yeah, Iron Man.
But that's like, I would not remember that. So please send me another email so I know how to get in or what to look for.
That's pretty funny.
Or why I'm using you. Why did I pick you? I just, you know, we're so busy. I think for me personally, it helps.
Yeah.
So not only should you send an email kind of for transactions, but maybe follow up.
Well, and it depends too. You know, I mean, we've got three different ways of managing our email just sitting around this table right now. And we all handle our email differently, and when we read it and when we address it. And, you know, I used to just address it as it came in. Now I do it twice a day usually, and that's it.
Do you?
I do it once a day.
Yeah, I'm usually once a day. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
unless someone says, I just sent something to you.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, I'm going to go check. Yeah. And I hate doing it on my phone.
Oh, I can't stand it on my phone.
Okay. I was hoping that wasn't just me.
No, now especially texting or, I mean, messaging people back on the phone is awful too. I hate having to type on my phone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then I do the voice to text and I end up cussing at people or misspelling something, or like if I say redstone, which is one word, and it, when I send it, it says red stone, like two words. And you're like, no, that's not what I meant.
Well, I got one today or yesterday that was like, puke instead of pole.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
So I was like, yep, you voice to texted that one.
Yeah. So if anyone gets a voice, a text message or an email from my phone and I'm out, just know that I talk to it through my phone or my phone, and it's not going to be right.
Right.
So just read between the lines.
Read it phonetically, I guess.
Maybe. I sent something, and I think it was to one of my kids, and it literally thought I cussed and put symbols.
Really? That's neat.
Oh, yes. My gosh.
And I was like, well, that's not what I said. Not at all. You know, I'm like, sorry, I wasn't cussing at you, you know.
So, I mean, like the short answer of this whole conversation, we don't know what the right answer is. Don't know.
But you should have some kind of
sequencing going on.
Follow up.
Yeah.
Some kind, whether it be automatic or you actually sit down and talk about it.
Agree.
Now, let me ask you guys, so are you guys doing anything special coming up for the holidays, like to show appreciation? Do you have customer appreciation? Anything? Email sequencing specials coming up for just to jumpstart your year next year?
I do.
Look at her. I knew she was. What about you, too?
Well, I have a sale going on in the studio right now for 25% off anything that's in the studio. And then
that's physically in the studio, not like on your website.
No, not on the website or anything. It's
so
physically
if you're in Huntsville, that's at Low Mill.
Yep. And then I'll do my advent calendar again this year that I did last year.
Oh, I love that thing.
Yeah. So that will send an email every day. Normally I send one email a week. This will send an email every day reminding you to, hey, go see the advent calendar.
That's a lot of work.
Yeah. So it is a lot of work, but
I enjoyed that.
It was fun. And too. Everyone that did go through it enjoyed it. And hopefully
did you
I'll
get a good
more
response?
People. Well, I didn't have a big following, so I don't know what to judge. I have a lot more of a following now than I did last year, so I'm hoping I get a better response this year.
Well, you guys should sign up just to get the advent calendar, because it is a lot of fun, actually.
It's a daily gift in your email.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Either downloadables, discounts, all sorts of things. And, you know, I have a Redbubble page now. I have a Society 6 page now. Now I can't give discounts for those, but they run discounts all through the season. And then my Etsy page will have, you know, I'll have coupons, I'll have discounts, downloadables, freebies. Some days will just be motivational quotes. It'll be a mixture of things.
That would be a good idea to do for the holidays or for anything like Customer Appreciation Month or Customer Appreciation Week. Mm-hmm. Where you send out something every day and it's something quick, either a quote, a download, or a coupon, or mm-hmm. something free.
And a friend of mine, I really liked one of the things that she did kind of along the same lines, is every year when she would celebrate how many years she was in business. And so, like, I think she's at 7 right now. So she would have 7 days and 7 years of business. Here's 7 days of gifts or whatever.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it was really pretty neat.
Yeah, see, my anniversary is in September, so that'd actually be really good entering fall if I did something like that.
Mine's in August.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know when mine is.
Happy birthday. You don't know.
I think that would be really good, and I had a thought, but now I can't remember it. Yeah, go sign up. I was thinking, though, like for Bubbly Bibbly, we concentrate on a monthly newsletter. So we just do something once a month. So we highlight an author, highlight a genre, or something on the literary calendar, or something like that. Me and Stephanie are laughing. And but we also have it automatic for, I use MailChimp. Mm-hmm. And whenever we add a new episode or content, something goes out. Just to let you guys know, hey, new episode or new content or something.
Yeah.
So that's like, I guess that's weekly.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know for the holidays. So I actually started an email sequence last year. And last year I wasn't able to have everything in place in time. So I was like, okay, well, let me just write it this year. I'm not going to be able to do the promotion this year because I just have too much on my plate. So I wrote it, and now this year I'm actually going to use it.
Well, that's good.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. So
oh, that's
fun.
Exciting.
Yeah. Yeah. So you don't have to do everything like right now. You can do it later. Set up the structure for it. Yep. That's what I did. And then in the community, I actually gave swipe files for the emails that I'm creating. So you can use those if you're in the community or the art business membership.
Very which cool. is at stephanieweaver.com.
Yeah. stephanieweaverartist.com.
Oh, yeah, stephanieweaverartist.com. Sorry.
You're fine. Stephanieweaver.com, that got taken by, we should talk about your name, Julie.
But that'll be another episode, I promise. Oh, my gosh.
But stephanieweaver.com is taken by like a news anchor, I think. So go figure.
But you're the artist.
I'm the artiste.
So let us know if you guys have a sweet spot in email sequencing or contacting your clients or customers, because we really like to hear. As you can tell, we didn't give you guys any answers today.
It was more open discussion.
But this was our discussion, and I think we have to grow and evolve. Mm-hmm. As our clientele and our, our business grows. So we would actually love to hear from you guys. If you have any comments, please leave them in the comments section.
Thanks for listening to Artists Soar,
a podcast for artists by artists. And if you have any questions, feel free to email us at hello@artistsoar.com.
And be sure to leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts so that you can get more of us. And we can bring in some sponsors to help you and help us.